we can look at.
Barbara's going to tell you to be here.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
Call order the Nashville City Board of Adjustments. Meeting held May 4th, 7 o'clock at 429 East Main Street in Nashville. Start the call.
Rick's door.
Wait a second. And Mike Worthington will be here momentarily. We'll just get started without him. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is consideration of request for variance to allow an existing shed to remain within a public utility and drainage easement, including 6-foot encroachment into the rear easement and 6.5-foot encroachment into the side easement. This property is located at 630 East Jody Lane in the R1 zone. So where's Jody Lane at?
Do you want me to pull it up?
You got the GIS?
Yeah, I can pull it up real quick. I just got to steal my mouse back really fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know where Mustang Ridge Road is?
Where, which one?
Mustang Ridge Road. We'll have her pull up the GIS a little bit.
What's that? Is that what that one right there is?
Yeah, to the left. Yeah.
Yeah. What subdivisions do?
That's one up off Fisher Street.
Yeah.
It's, yep, I'm getting there. Okay. Yeah. 630 Jody Lane.
She'll pull it up on the GIS and then pull it over for you.
Right before Worthington?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Going that way.
So this is Anderson Ranch?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Anderson
Ranch? We need them out. Yeah, so there we go.
So it's in Anderson.
It's Mustang.
Well, it's called Mustang Ridge.
Okay. So it's the back side of Anderson Ranch, and
yeah.
The south side is Mustang. Okay. All right.
And then Nicole, will you go back to the people?
Yep. Here you go.
So there's not much of a concern except for the fact that we do have a 12-foot storm drain easement here, and there is utilities. Did you show that on the GIS? There is a utility line that does run right down this property line here. So that is a concern. It does appear that it is off of that easement, but they just need to be aware that if there are any repairs that need to be made to that.
So what's the width on that PUD?
On this?
Or no, on that easement. Right?
12 feet.
It's 12 feet?
Okay. Yeah.
So they've got, what, 14 feet there? Because it looks like they've got at least a couple more feet.
I mean, you might be 13 feet with this corner here.
Yeah.
But this black line is, and your red line is 13, or 12 feet. But just
is the shed poured on concrete?
No.
No. So it's something that, if needs be, could move. If there was something that major
yes.
Came out.
Are you announced that, Mike?
Oh, Mike Worthington's arrived.
Perfect. So other than that, just besides this, because the utilities are in here, there's no concern.
So the utilities, and then the one across the back, across the bottom there, that's just another utility easement?
Yeah.
And there's nothing running in that one right now?
No.
Yeah, well, it's in that cul-de-sac and those funny shaped lots.
Mm-hmm. Nice to take advantage of that part of your property because they shape a lot.
Yeah.
Has there been complaints by neighbors? Is that, or?
No, it's just they have to ask for a variance because it's encroaching onto the public utility easements. Yeah.
So what's being built there? It's a shed that's already existing.
How long has the shed been there?
No, previous owners put it there, so 3 or 4 years.
And what it is, Mike, you want to zoom out so Mike can see where it is? It's up there.
Do you want me to pull that back
in
up?
In the south side of the
Anderson Ranch side.
It's back in that corner. There's just a two utility units, one there on the side and one on the back.
I'll zoom it in.
Okay.
Isn't poured up on a concrete pad, so it's not necessarily a permanent thing. It could probably be lifted and shifted if it needed to be, if there was some
construction.
If they needed to work on that line, I'm sure they could drag it out of the way.
But right now, there's no lines under that?
No.
Shelby said there's one coming up the side one, but it's not over it right now. There is
a
12-foot easement through there.
What's the utility that's running there?
Storm.
Oh, storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more of a foot.
Could we give a variance with the understanding that if they need to run utilities or anything, that they would have to move it?
Yes.
If we can do that, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Make a move for a storm drain, it'll probably never be working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we allow the variance to keep the shed where it is, encroaching on that easement of 6 foot and 5.5 foot, with the condition that, yeah, there comes a time that the utility needs to run through there and need to be repaired, that the shed will be moved at that point so that they can do that.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nicole, we'll
be in touch
with you guys.
Yep.
Anything else we need on that one?
Yep. That's it on that one.
All right. The second item on the change of consideration of the request for variance to construct a garage, reducing the required front yard setback along Cherry Street from 40 foot to 20 foot, a 20 foot reduction for the property located at 728. The thing just popped out.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were reading off the agenda. Sorry. 728 Cherry Street.
728 West Cherry Street, and R121 is on the corner. So that must be up on the far west end of Cherry, huh? Because I see curves starting up in the road.
Yeah. And so this property is kind of funky shaped. It comes to a point, and so it, with the big 30-foot front yard setbacks, it takes up the majority of this here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they want to build a shop here, and there's no issue with that. It's just their yard is funky shaped. So we're just doing our due diligence and going through the process.
Yeah, so that takes right at that point. So the property goes out to that long skinny point out there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's odd shape. That's really odd.
Yeah. That just kind of points here, but with the setbacks, it runs kind of like that.
As far as with it going there, it's not encroaching on any, the view for anything as far as the roads or anything like that?
No.
In fact, the reason I would like to keep it where we're trying to put it is so that it doesn't go further back and block the neighbor's view. of the Okers from their backyards as well. Mm-hmm. But also that drops off significantly, as you'll see in the pictures in the back of there. Yeah. It goes into a big ditch.
Yeah, keeping it up on there. Is that probably part of an old wash that went down through there or something?
Yeah,
probably.
And everything that'll be around us can be detention basins, even with the new development that's going in for West Haven.
Yeah. Well, West Haven and townhomes will come in here, and then in the very long future, this road will eventually connect to Cherry Street.
Okay, so right there where it makes the funky turn, yep. It will go out the backside of that turnaround right
in
there.
A very long future.
That's why we're trying to do a park.
Well, they want to connect.
That's an old ground to it.
Okay. So I think I'm trying to think of the people that used to own that.
It's the
Butlers?
Yeah, I think it was the Butlers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I've dumped a lot of dirt and stuff in that. I don't know exactly where that is.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could use some more if you have some.
All right. Does anyone have any questions? What we've seen in here. It's just that corner that's going to be
close.
Coming out into that 20 down to 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're on Cherry Street looking east, you wouldn't see it because it'll still be in line with the fronts of the houses, so it won't create any visual obstruction coming down the street.
I'm trying with the mouse.
So this sidewalk, you have a sidewalk, and then so there's a sidewalk, and then there's a easy parkway with
parkway
on
Birch Street.
Yeah, so here's the
back side of that dark area is the back side of the sidewalk. I don't see any concerns, even when the road way down the road comes in, the way that it will come in right there, it's not going to block any views. That would be my main concern, is if there's an intersection or something there that it was encroaching on.
Yeah.
Not
the intersection.
Got for feet between the sidewalk and the parking strip.
There's 10 feet.
In the
feet.
Corner, they've got 20 feet still from the
house. That one up there was our first drawing. And we started with 10, and then we tried to see how much we could make work, and so we went to 20.
Okay.
So there's another set plan, and there was 20. Sidewalk and a 6 foot. Perfect. But it's still over 30 feet off the gutter.
It's really kind of your side yard instead of your front yard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a challenge with the road curving rather than having a right angle.
Yeah. And they fill in to sit it there for there's not a.
And if we set it down in there, then the driveway angle plus the water runoff.
There's water issues with the water running in there.
Yeah, that lot's already got water issues.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve the request to allow the garage to go into the 40-foot setback along the front of the house, so that it's only a 20-foot setback
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Much obliged. Thank you.
You want to make a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.